taken interviewing Dr. Ralph Tomasis, December 24th, 1999, for the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware. Ralph, what's your full name?
First name is Ralph. There's no middle initial. The last name I'll spell for you, T-O-M-A-S-E-S, pronounced any way you like.
And your father and mother came from where?
My father came from Romania. He was about 19 years old, and he landed in Philadelphia and came directly to Wilmington. And
why did he come to Wilmington?
Because he had an uncle, aunt, and his grandmother were here.
And your mother?
My mother came in directly to Wilmington. She came from Belarus, somewhere near Minsk, and she came to New York, where her father had come earlier, and lived a very short while out in Long Island when her father was killed. My grandmother had, my mother was second oldest, and there were three more younger children behind her, and my grandmother couldn't run the business and couldn't hold the family together, so they moved in with some cousins in the tenement on the Lower East Side. She got to Wilmington in a roundabout way because one of my grandmother's nephews had become a widower and had a one-year-old child. He also had a house, and he couldn't manage the child and run the business. So they made an arrangement with my grandmother to she would raise the little girl and manage the house, and in turn she would have a place to stay with her children. And a few years later, another nephew of my grandmother's, who was working at the Pennsylvania Railroad, where my father was working at the time, introduced my mother and father, and they got married, and in 1920 I arrived.
And you were the eldest?
I'm the oldest.
And the other two were your sister and your brother?
Then my sister came about five and a half years later, and then my brother came 1930, and he's almost 10 years younger than I am.
And what did your father do?
My father was a trained master cabinet maker from Europe, and he worked at various jobs initially here in the States, in Delaware rather, but ultimately and for most of his career he managed the cabinet and wood finishing shop at the Pullman Railroad car repair shop. And he retired from there somewhere in the 1950s.
And was there any anti-Semitism?
Well, there was always anti-Semitism, sometimes more covert than overt. But you felt it, you knew it.
He always was aware.
Oh, yes. He managed well, particularly in that plant. There was a great mixture of Europeans, Poles, and Ukrainians, and Russians worked at the factory besides the Irish and American and so forth. But in spite of that, he was able to maintain his supervisory position. Just as an anecdote, which I just found out from my sister, that some years after he retired, his former general manager stopped off in Wilmington. We had the plant closed, and the manager stopped off to visit my father, which was unusual in the first place. And in the second place, my sister just told me recently, that had he not been Jewish, he would have been plant manager rather than department foreman. I never heard that.
Yeah. Your father belonged to Chesed Shlemeth, which was the synagogue at 3rd and Shipley.
Mm-hmm.
And so your whole family, you were observant and you all attended the synagogue.
Right.
Tell us something about that.
Well, when my father first came, his uncle was a member of the Ottis Kodesh. The format of the Chesed Shlemeth was not Hasidic, but a little more Hasidic than Yadis Kodesh. The Yadis Kodesh had a certain formality, and not to use the word coldness, but not the animation that you find in more Eastern European synagogues. So, and secondly, there was some economic pressure. When he got married, to pay a higher dues rate than he was able to afford, so he went over to Chesed Tzelemetz and stayed there until they re-merged with the Yadis Kodesh many years later. He became secretary of the synagogue on a temporary basis, which only lasted 25 years.
Well, and that synagogue was Yiddish-speaking, in contrast to Yadis Kodesh?
No. They were both Yiddish-speaking. The difference was in the, it's called a nusach, not necessarily the melodies, but it's a